The next key is being specific. When giving prompts or instructions, say exactly what you mean. Trying to say something by dancing around a subject or using hints does not usually work for someone with FASD. Remember how you were going to ask Marianne to take out the garbage? You needed to keep it simplistic, but also specific, and say, "Marianne, will you please take out the garbage?" The person needs instructions that are clear and step-by-step. Give one specific cue at a time, or have a list that goes from the start to the end of the process. At Todd's work, he works on a piece of machinery. The steps he follows are to put on his safety glasses first, and then turn on the machine. His list goes from start to finish, including turning off the machine and putting the glasses away. Small details, like turning off the machine when done, may seem obvious to someone without brain damage, but for a person with FASD, if it isn't on the instructions, they may not know they are supposed to do it.
You may remember that one of the strengths that some people with FASD have is a desire to please people and make them happy. Because of this strength, sometimes people with FASD may say they understand what you are saying, even if they do not. Rather than saying, "Do you understand?" have them repeat the instructions back to you or demonstrate the task you have asked them to do. Remember, just because they can repeat it back at this moment doesn't mean they will remember 10 minutes later. Always make sure to provide ongoing support and check-ins along the way.